This is Daguerreau's Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is, two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau's. This is flyer number 704, part 2, entitled The Forceful Masculisting of Politicians. Carrying straight on. Masculists, bi-conscious masculists, need to educate society to a much greater extent than exists today on masculist ideas, so that powerful moral and political pressure can be put on politicians to educate themselves into masculist ideas, so that they become bi-conscious, so that they see that the dominant, in brackets though not the only, cause of the birth rate crash is feminist monoconsciousness, making feminists indirect geociders, that is, largely responsible for the birth rate crash, hence wiping out the population of the whole planet, that is, genocide of the world's population. There's nothing more important to human beings than our very survival. So as masculist ideas become a lot more widely spread, so that nearly any educated upper middle class person of either sex has become bi-conscious, then these millions of people will see clearly that it is, capital letters, critically important that society be made bi-conscious. And for that to happen, politicians need to become very active in pushing masculist ideas across society, so that measures be taken to mend fair the gender laws, so that the divorce courts can be based on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties due to the fipping of women, brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals, financially independent persons. By pushing young girls to become FIPs and not fluffy style, in brackets, fluffy, equals, traditional woman who expects to leech off the labour and money of a man for decades of his life, close brackets, manslaving him, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, thus ruining his life. One father in four. When millions of educated people see clearly that the bi-consciousing of society is critical to the survival of humanity, then a tremendous moral and political pressure will arise that will be aimed at the politicians, who will be pressured to push the bi-consciousing of society by implementing all the measures mentioned above, that is, teaching masculist ideas in schools, in universities, in books, in the media, etc., so that everyone is exposed to masculist ideas, so that everyone becomes bi-conscious, so that women become nicer to men, so that the gender laws are made men fair, so that men are more prepared to give young women their sperm and to be fathers again, so we don't wipe ourselves out. Masculists themselves need to become a lot more political in their vision and goals, seeing the bigger picture, that if society is to survive, if we are not to wipe ourselves out, in brackets, as in South Korea, for example, which will be one of the first countries on the planet to disappear, population-wise, close brackets, then we have to create a bi-conscious society by spreading masculist ideas. As millions of educated people see this, they will put enormous moral and political pressure on politicians to become bi-conscious themselves, and then to pass the appropriate legislation that will liberate millions, later billions, of men from the oppression of being man's slaves to women, which is the core idea of masculism. That is, it's a rebellion by men against being man-slaved by women, working for women for decades of a man's life. In time, as bi-consciousness grows, political pressure on the politicians to create GECs in the parliaments will be very strong, so you can expect slogans to be coined that aid in this process. For example, quote, politicians, become bi-conscious or lose your seat, end quote, which will threaten politicians that if they don't learn masculist ideas and become bi-conscious, then public anger against them will be so great that millions of people will vote them out of office, arguing that there is nothing more important to humanity than humanity's very survival. And for humanity to survive, young men have to be persuaded that paternity is worthwhile. And for that to happen, society needs to become bi-conscious. Politicians can play a vital role in the spreading of maskless ideas, which needs to be done if humanity is not to die off due to an ignorant, bigoted, feminist monoconsciousness. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the maskless tab for 700 plus maskless essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on maskulism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, question mark? Professor Hugo de Garis, dash, London Real, in brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the maskless segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again, for the last 40 minutes on maskulism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube, brackets, although well down in the search list, since YouTube has shadow banned my maskless videos. Ed Lemming here. I'm becoming increasingly suspicious that that may not be the case. I'm seeing my hit count on YouTube on maskulism consistently rising, so I'm wondering whether YouTube has changed their policy towards censorship of the manosphere. Back to the flyer. I have nearly 1,000 maskless videos in 14 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name de Garis Maskless Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my maskless videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name de Garis Maskless Videos. That's four words. Ciao.